Welcome to Brewing Success, where growth is the mission, change is the reward, and progress is the goal. I am your host, Andrea Gebhardt. I'm a former educator turned passionate entrepreneur whose desire to create impact has never wavered. I've spent the last decade teaching, mentoring, and coaching people on how to create success in their lives and businesses with proven strategies and systems that not only bring about change, but big results. When it comes down to it, teaching is my specialty, leadership is my jam, and inspiring you to live a bigger, fuller life is what I'm all about. This podcast will give you the knowledge and tools you need to brew success in almost any area of your life. You're going to walk away each week feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to step outside your comfort zone and into the next level of who you're meant to be. Now let's get into today's episode. I am so excited to be jumping into today's topic with you. I don't think it could come at a better time. And sometimes, well, maybe probably like all the time, I believe that we are given information, that we are put in positions to receive information right when we need it. It's like when you go to church and you're just like, man, I really needed that message today. Or you hear a speaker speak and you're like, oh my gosh, I really needed to hear that today. Well, I hope today's episode is the one where you're like, man, I am so glad I tuned into this one. I'm so glad my friend shared this one with me because this could not have come at a better time. So I'm glad. I'm grateful. We're here today together, and I cannot wait to walk you through all of this. And before I do that, I just have to give a huge shout out to the Brewing Success community. You guys are amazing. Awesome. We are growing in downloads. We're growing in our community. The Brewing Success ABCs of Leadership has taken off. The ABCs of Leadership Mentoring Journal is available on Amazon. And every single one of you guys who've purchased that so far, thank you so much. The feedback that's coming in from you, the ways in which it's developed your leadership, those of you guys who are using it with your teams is really incredible. We actually have a local high school group, a leadership group using it together, which is really fun and exciting to see even high school students taking this information and putting it to you. So I had to just extend, you know, thanks and gratitude for all of you guys, because without you, we wouldn't really have a show. And I'm so grateful for it all. So let's jump into, you know, what we're going to talk about today. So, you know, there's a reason why there is a saying that we all know and probably say from time to time. And that saying is, when it rains, it pours. And we tend to resort to this expression when we've continued to experience a series of unfortunate events. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, like what to do when it seems like everything is falling apart. And again, I really hope this resonates with you today. In fact, I know it will. So when we say this, when we say things like when it rains, it pours, we're basically acknowledging what's happening and pretty much, unfortunately, expecting more. This is not a healthy thing to do. Because the minute you expect the worst, guess what? You're going to get it. The minute you're waiting to see what other bad things are in store for you, the more of them you're going to encounter. It always reminds me of those movies or those cartoons where it's like, you know, Fred Flintstone gets up and he trips over a rock and then the door gets slammed in his face and all those things kind of happen. You know, we must never forget that our brains are crazy powerful. And when we think about something, good or bad, our brains are going to work overtime to help us find evidence for it. And I've talked about this before. For example, when you're thinking about having a baby, you suddenly see and notice pregnant women everywhere. When you're in the market for a new car, you see more of them on the road than ever before. When you're in a good mood and notice the blessings throughout your day will only be filled with more blessings. But if you're anticipating the next bad thing to occur, then you are for sure going to spill that cup of coffee all over your brand new suit. You're for sure going to get pulled over or be pooped on by a bird right as you're walking into that important meeting. We will always get more of what we are looking for, which is why I'm always talking about the importance of mindset, attitude, and energy. Those are the three little birds you deaf want sitting on your window. Our mindset is the lens that sets the tone of everything that we experience. And let's be real, as much as we may try to actively work on it, we are human. And there are going to be times when we are down, when our mindset is crap, when everything just seems to be a hot mess, and all we want to do is unplug and hide under a rock. And I'm just going to say to you, that's normal. It's okay. It happens to the best of us. And if you find yourself there, go ahead, take your moment. Like, probably don't go lie under a rock because I don't think that worked out really well for you. Just don't stay in that moment too long. Remember, you're a victor, not a victim. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that whatever it is going on isn't happening to you. It's happening for you. There is always a lesson and a learning in the hard and the challenging moments that usually lead you to the level up you've been looking for. But you have to see it that way to see it that way. You got to know that the setback is a setup. It always has been and it always will be. I am like 90% positive that you can look back over your life at those moments that seemed impossible, those challenges that almost took you out, the adversity that almost abolished your dreams, and here you are on the other side of it. Better for having gone through it. I know that you have moments like that that you can look back on, but here you are again on the other side of it, meaning you made it through. In fact, when you have a second, I want you to grab a piece of paper and just take a brief inventory of the battles that you've walked through, the tough things that you've overcome, the hardships that you've endured, the adversities that you have faced. I want you to make a list. And don't be surprised if you get emotional, by the way. Because some of those things, you're going to go back to that moment and remember how hard it was. Remember how you thought you'd never get through it. And not even knowing how you're going to get beyond it or get past it. But here you are on the other side of it. I want you to make a list of those things. And after you make that list of all of your, take inventory of all of those battles, I want you to count them. I want you to count the number of times you've been victorious already in your life. If you are here today, you are on the other side of it. You made it. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we need to do this. We need to take inventory of our badassery. We need to do this, especially in trying times, to remind ourselves how incredible and resilient we are, to remember who we are, where we've been, and who we are now as a result of it all. Never forget that the strongest steel is forged in the hottest fire. I always say the bigger the battle, the better the outcome. So when you feel like the world is against you and you've got no place to go, when you feel like the sky is falling and the walls are caving, that is the fire. That is the forging process. It's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you better. And it's going to equip you for what's next in your journey. The bigger the battle, the better the outcome. Now that I've got your perspective in the right place, I want to bring you to the point of today's episode. What to do when it seems like everything is falling apart? Can I just be really honest and say that ever since the pandemic, it seems as though we experience more moments of things that seem to be falling apart. There has never been as much division as there is now, never been so many distractions or disruptions. And it's as though we're in this constant flow of wanting the best, but expecting the worst. I'm like, seriously, what is like a massive herd of, I don't know, locusts going to emerge from the ground and eat all the crops? Like, it's actually going to happen. There's like cicadas. I don't even know what those are. They're like bugs, like grasshoppers maybe. There's like the biggest emergence of them since like 1800 something is coming this spring. Like, just so you know, you heard it from me, but you probably could go read about it somewhere else, right? We're expecting that we're wanting the best, but we're expecting the worst, because let's be honest, it's literally these last handful of years have been a kaleidoscope of crazy. We are all a little emotionally exhausted, physically overwhelmed, and psychologically perplexed. It feels as though more people than ever are barely hanging on. And as much as I, and probably most of us, would like to place blame on all the things that are going on in all the places, it's more or less a perspective problem. We've allowed our perspectives to become polluted and diluted, and it's time to reel it in, get it in check, and start making moves in the right direction. And we're going to do just that today. If we want to experience a shift in our lives, we must first shift our perspectives. When we change the way we see things, the way we see things changes. Guys, perspective is opportunity in disguise. I love that. When there is chaos around you and it feels like you are sliding backwards down a muddy slope, you have to remember that the only thing you control in any given moment is perspective. And your perspective has the power to change everything. I want you to make a shift in how you think. And instead of feeling or thinking that things are falling apart, start thinking that actually things are falling into place. This shift in perspective makes a world of difference. It takes you from a place of woe to a place of go. Instead of locking you down, it sets you free. This is one of the most powerful perspective shifts you can make, and it pays in dividends. If you are currently going through something, remember that you are also growing through something. That in and of itself helps keep our minds right and our emotions in check. If it seems like your relationship is falling apart, maybe it's just run its course and served its purpose and you're being set up for something greater. Maybe there's a lesson or two you need to learn so that you are better for the next relationship. Or maybe this rough patch is a learning and preparation for strengthening the relationship. Instead of seeing it as falling it apart, choose to see it as falling into place and trust what is happening. Don't try to control what is happening. Trust what is happening. If it seems like your business is falling apart, things are slow, people are quitting, you find yourself a little lost and a little scared, remember, there are lessons you are learning in all of this. Things you are experiencing that are going to equip you as a growing and developing leader. Maybe those people are quitting because they weren't meant to be a part of the journey long term. Things are not falling apart, they're falling into place. The wrong people gotta go. So room can be made for the right people. Trust yourself, what you believe in, and keep moving forward. Either way, the best gift of all is that your current experience will enable you to illuminate the path for someone else, helping you become an incredible guide in somebody else's story. If as a mom, P.S. this is me all the time, you are feeling like you can't keep your chin above the water, like everything that could go wrong does go wrong, you keep misstepping, and most days you feel as though you are barely making it. Things aren't falling apart, Mama. They're falling into place. It's in these times we learn more about ourselves than ever, in these times that we discover what we are truly capable. It is in these times that we embolden our ability to overcome and surpass even the craziest of seasons. And you know you've done it when you look back on that season, you're like, man, I don't know how I did all that. I don't know how we made it through, but you did. And I love that because it just continues to validate what you already know, but you may not believe about yourself. You see, when you look to see how things can be falling into place, you start to feel a little less like things are falling apart. Because you're looking at it in the right way. You're shifting that perspective. This is why we also say that life is 10% what happens and 90% how you react to it. When it starts to feel heavy, when things seem to be going awry, in that first moment, when you feel like things are falling apart, take a step back. Take a deep breath and rephrase and reframe your beliefs, your thoughts, and your actions into a place where you are feeling, thinking, and believing that things are actually falling into place. There are four reasons why things fall apart. And this will help you understand and prove the point that things are actually falling into place. So the first reason that things fall apart is to create a pause. Sometimes when we are head down, super focused with our blinders on, we tend to cut corners, develop blind spots, and forget why we started, why the work matters. Sometimes we need to pause. Sometimes a forced pause brings us the opportunity to look up and assess all the things and gather information necessary to make ourselves and our processes better. The best thing about the pause is that it's the time and space we need to take so that things can fall into place. The second reason is to prune. This is probably the hardest one to face. This is probably the one that people like have the most internal struggle over. Sometimes people, programs, processes, systems, and old genes gotta go. Sometimes things falling apart reveals the character of others and a misalignment surfaces and people depart. Sometimes we learn that the things we once did no longer serve us and we have to prune that out of our lives. Sometimes we realize that we've got to innovate to keep moving forward and to make room for the new, we got to get rid of the old. Sometimes things are falling apart so the natural pruning process can occur, which makes it easier for things to fall into place. The third reason is to prepare. And this is probably my personal favorite because this has to do with what we learn and what we can take away and how we can use that information to better ourselves and become better equipped for the next level in our journey. You see, sometimes things fall apart because there's a very important lesson that we need to learn. I believe that things start to fall apart, not because it isn't right for us, but because we don't have all the right knowledge we need. And this forces us to learn something new about ourselves, about others, and what we're doing. This is when I am most grateful because I know there's a lesson, a learning, something I have to figure out and uncover. And that is exciting to me because you should only have to learn the lesson once, which means that when things fall into place, they will fall into a better place because what you glean from it is going to make you a better person. How exciting is that? The fourth reason is to position. This is when the fall apart positions us for change. Change is always perceived as bad, but change is inevitable. As John Maxwell says, change is the price of progress. Change is good. In fact, I will say too that change is required. Sometimes things are falling apart to give us clarity on our vision and goals in life. Sometimes things fall apart to serve as a test, testing our dream, our desire, our willingness to do what it takes to achieve it. Sometimes things fall apart and position us for something greater than where we are now. Sometimes things fall apart because the next position in our journey is falling into place. You see, when we stop questioning and start trusting, big shifts are going to happen. When we change our perspective and perception on things falling apart, it makes space for all the things to fall into place. When we stop trying to fight with our journey and we just surrender to the greater plan, not only do we experience more peace along the way, but we totally have way more fun doing it. I want you to think about these four reasons why things fall apart to help you understand where you are in the process. Why? Ask yourself, why are things falling apart right now? Is it a pause I need? Is it, you know, pruning? Is it preparation? Is it positioning? What is it? Look at it through that lens and recognize that things aren't falling apart. Babe, they're falling into place. Get excited about that. Don't look at it falling apart as a bad, negative thing. It's actually a blessing in disguise. It's so, so incredible. So listen, promise me, pinky promise, that the next time you're about to throw in the towel when things seem like they're falling apart, buckle up, buttercup, because things are actually falling into place. You guys, thank you so much for joining me here on Brewing Success. If this episode hits you straight in between the eyes, in your heart, in your soul, got you excited or motivated or just, you know, ready to take on those moments where things seem like they're falling apart because you're now excited that things are actually falling into place, I want you to share this on social media. I want you to put it in the hands of someone you know who's going through something hard right now so they can have this information too and they can be as inspired and motivated to keep moving forward. You guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you here next time.